case there is a question from it. Okay.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In your headlines, President Ramaphosa to attend the G7 summit and another rare blood condition identified as AstraZeneca vaccine potential side effect.
In your sport headlines, Andre Nurkia and Kagiso Rabada start with ball in hand once again as the Proteas take control of the first test match against the West Indies, while Novak Djokovic ends Rafael Nadal's reign as the Roland Garros King. I'll have more details for you at half past.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. President Cyril Ramaphosa will be attending the G7 summit proceedings in the UK today. South Africa is one of a handful of invited guest nations. The three-day summit officially kicked off yesterday, and sessions so far have focused on global recovery from the pandemic. And there have been some big pledges for girls' education too. The SABC's Laura McKinn-Ershawood reports from Cornwall, where the summit is taking place.
There were announcements from the off, including a UK pledge of £430 million to help get vulnerable children back into education. And chair of the G7 Gender Equality Advisory Council, Sarah Sands, tells the SABC that women need to play a central part in pandemic recovery.
It has to be at the heart of it.